You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
Welcome to the Hey, I've Got a New Book podcast, starring Logan D. and Richard S. Today's book is Diary of a Wimpy Kid by Jeff Kenny. And now, here's Richard and Logan.
Hey, Logan, I got a new book.
Cool, what is it?
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Who's the author?
Jeff Kenny.
What is the book about?
It's about Greg, the wimpy kid. He's mostly in the book, and Rowley also.
Who's Rowley?
Rowley is Greg's friend, and they like each other.
Who are the main characters?
Greg, Rowley, Roderick, Mom and Dad, and Manny.
Who's Roderick?
Roderick is Greg's brother, big brother.
So he's older?
Mm-hmm. They just made them look the same size in the book.
Who's Manny?
Manny is a baby girl. It just shows that it looks like it's a boy in the book, but it's a girl. Greg's baby, I would say.
What does Manny do?
Manny is kind of a baby that just does things by itself.
Like what, for example?
He watches TV, and whatever he eats breakfast while he's watching TV on a potty, and whatever he doesn't finish, he just puts it in the potty. Yes, that's actually happened, and it's really gross.
Does the toilet flush?
Good question. I have no idea.
Can you tell me more about Rowley?
Okay. So, one night, Rowley and Greg were on Halloween, but then a whole bunch of bullies. No, bullies, not goalies!
Because it sounded like you said goalies.
I said bullies. A whole bunch of bullies were kind of teasing them, but they would say that they would call the cops, but instead they went inside their grandma's house.
Whose grandma's house?
Greg's. And also, Wooly is a kid who does a comic, and everything that they say is Zooey Mama. I will tell you one of them. So it's a man in school. So the man steps in the puddle and he says, "Oops, I stepped in a puddle. At least it's not an acid puddle. Ay, 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 it's an acid puddle." And the score says, "Zooey Mama." And here's another one. "Step on a crack, break your mama's back." Yeah, right. "Step. Hey, Timmy, your mother slipped on a banana peel, and P.S., she is dead. Zooey Mama." And here's another one. "I have been waiting 3 hours to get a hamburger, finally. One hamburger, please. I'm sorry, sir. We are all sold out. Zooey Mama." He painted. One time, Wally got a three-wheel bicycle for Christmas, and they wanted to play, and Greg thought of an idea. So Wally would ride down a hill, and Greg would try to throw a football and put it on the front wheel, and it would fall over. But the second time when he threw it, it hit Wally's arm. And then he fell over.
Wait,
and broke his
bone.
Time,
it was like 100 times.
I guess so. It just shows it 2 times in the book. Second time it happened.
Second time it showed it.
Yeah, but didn't show it anymore.
What happened after that?
Then Rolly has to go to the hospital and have a cast because he broke his bone. After that, everybody, even the girls, wanted to sign his cast, and Greg came in and said that I broke his arm, and he got no credit for that because basically he broke it.
Why would he get credit for breaking someone's arm?
I have no idea. I tell you that he's just thinking that, or he just wants credit right away.
Whose diary is this?
Greg's.
Why is he called a wimpy kid?
Because he's just wimpy.
How?
That's kind of like his backstory, and he didn't want a diary
but and his mom just got him a diary, so and he wanted to make it about him, and he was supposed to be Wimpy.
I don't remember them mentioning that.
Okay, yes, I don't remember that either last night.
Called a Wimpy Kid?
I just said it!
That wasn't in the book, though.
I know.
So how is he a Wimpy Kid?
How many times do I have to say it? You know?
No. I don't know.
Does he get beat up by bullies?
I think he kind of gets beat up by bullies.
What do the bullies do?
I think they push people around. Because Greg said to be yourself, so the bully beat himself, and I think he pushed him, or someone else. I mean, not positive.
What are you talking
about? The bully!
I don't even remember that.
That's because you read it before me, and it's been so long.
Do you remember the cheese touch?
Yes, so the cheese touch is actually a Super Watson cheese that is actually on a black platform that is on a basketball court. And if you touch it, then you start the cheese touch. And for you to get rid of the cheese touch, you have to touch someone else. And by the way, you can't wash it off.
And to save yourself from it, you have to keep your fingers crossed, right?
I think so.
I thought that they mentioned that in the book.
Yeah, me too. I think that's more like a rotten cheese shield, do you think?
A rotten cheese shield? What do you mean?
I mean a shield that's silver, but it protects you from rotten cheese. I mean, rotten cheese.
Oh, yeah. Now I see what you're saying. Is the cheese bad?
Yes, because it's very old, and someone brought the cheese with them, and that person left, so Greg was about to touch it, but technically didn't because it didn't want to start the cheese touch, of course.
Is Greg a good friend?
Kind of, but not really because he broke Wally's arm, and I don't want him to do that to mine.
Who are the bad guys in the book?
Nobody.
There's no bad guys in the book?
Just the bullies that were on the Halloween night that tried to bully them. It's just them.
Who cut the cheese?
That's funny. Nobody.
What's your favorite part of the book?
My favorite part of the book is kind of at the end. I'm not going to tell because then I'll spoil it. What's your favorite part of the book, Logan?
I don't have a favorite part of the book.
Why not?
Because there's a lot of parts I like.
Like what?
The comic book panels, I thought those were funny. I liked those.
Yeah, my favorite one was the Zooey Mama.
That's what I'm talking about. Do you have a favorite one of those?
My favorite one is the acid one. When the guy stepped on the puddle, and he said, at least it's not an acid puddle. And then he says, ay, 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 it's an acid puddle.
Since it was an acid puddle, it burnt down to the bone.
Yep.
Is there anything in the book you would change?
Nope, I left it perfectly. Except for making the bullies not push people. Is there anything you would change about the book?
Nope.
Who was your favorite character in the book?
Greg.
Why?
Because he's the main character.
Why do you like him? If he's the main character, that doesn't mean you like him.
Comic book. No, Rowley got all the credit for it.
Well, actually, there wasn't a color in the book. It's just black and white. Black writing and black tracing and white color.
Because it looks like someone wrote it in pencil.
It's a journal.
Who's your favorite character in the book?
Same thing as you. I also like him that about his comics, and my favorite one about his was when it was his birthday, a guy says, hey, this one says it's to Bubby, which is actually what Manny calls Greg. That's funny.
How many chicken nuggets did you give this book?
I would give it 5.5, but I can't, so I have to give it 5.
I'd give it 5 too. Do you have anything you would like to add?
Nope. You have anything to add?
Nope.
This has been the Hey Gunny Book Podcast. I'm Richard S.
And I'm Logan D.
Check out our show's website at heyigotanewbook.blogspot.com.
Follow us on Twitter at heyigotabook.
Listen to us on the EMC Podcast Network.
And we are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify,
and Stitcher.
Like our Facebook page, Hey, I Got a New Book Podcast.
Thanks for listening to our show.
Bye.
Bye.